Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. We're kicking off the second hour of tonight's program, and it's Stephanie here with you in the studio tonight.
And Brian.
And Mark.
This is our website. It's freetalklive.com. And, oh, let's see, over at freetalklive.com, you're going to find all the different ways you can listen to the show. And if you want a quick, easy way to access that, just type in listen.freetalklive.com. There you're going to find links to our online streams, the satellite, the webcam, the, how else? The listen lines. You can listen on the listen lines. And also all of our terrestrial radio affiliates, plus XM. So one more time, it's at listen.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live makes it easy for you to find some way to listen to the show. You want to listen to Free Talk Live? It's possible where you are. Likely possible where you are.
And we give it away for free.
Indeed.
I wonder if that would be. I wonder if Rich could hear from jail. They do have radios there, right?
And there's okay. He can hear on Saturday nights. He can hear Free Talk Live, but the local affiliate only carries. One day we'll make it big and we'll be on in Keene, New Hampshire. You know, we're on in major markets all across, major and minor markets all across the United States. But one day we'll be on 7 days a week in Keene, New Hampshire. So no, the answer is no. We're not
Mark,
right now. He can't.
Your words. All right, 855-450-FREE is our phone number here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. Or you can also call us on Skype. LRN.FM is our Skype handle. Okay, and let's go to Lauren, listening in New York. Lauren, you've been waiting patiently on the line. You're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, Stephanie, Mark, and Brian?
Hey, doing Lauren. Well, Lauren. Your audio sounds really soft. Could you talk directly into the phone?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just a bit tired, I guess.
Tired or high?
No, I'm coming down, so...
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
But,
so what's on your mind tonight?
I want to talk about, that revolution thing you were talking about.
Yeah, just to recap for our listeners who weren't tuned in, at the beginning of the show tonight, we talked about a poll that came out recently saying that about a third of registered voters believe that armed revolution is necessary to secure
necessary and
liberty
likely imminent
in the next 5 years. Yeah, go on.
Well, unfortunately, I agree with that. I don't know in the next 5 years. I don't know if you can put a timeline on it. But it is going to happen.
Point of clarification, Lauren, do you believe that it's necessary or that it's inevitable? Or both?
Both. Definitely both.
Okay.
But
I mean, it's an easy thing to say that a war will occur on this landmass at some point in the future.
Right.
If you're pointing out North America. I don't know. I mean, you know, wars have existed throughout human history, on major and minor levels, if you consider, like, say, a tribe-on-tribe conflict, a war. So, you all right, buddy?
Okay.
Obviously, it's one's going to happen on this landmass, but do you believe it's going to happen with the United States government against its citizenry, or vice versa, against the citizenry against the United States government?
Well that's what would make whatever the government is doing to us, I mean, we're practically already in a state of martial law, so we're already in civil war, you know what I mean, with the government.
Really? I mean, there was a caller last week, and I mentioned this on the show a little earlier tonight, but this guy called in last week and brought up a point which I thought was great, which was that in Boston, you know, they were doing these house-to-house searches, and that may be terrifying, but they couldn't even find one guy who was on the run. I mean, how could they possibly implement martial law?
Well, I really don't want to go down that Boston bombing lane with you guys because I know you guys don't like conspiracy theories and stuff like that. But I believe that basically he was given leeway a little bit because if the government wanted to kill this guy, I mean, he had a cell phone. I believe he had a cell phone on him, didn't he? I mean, he had stuff on him, all that electronic stuff on him. I mean, they could have traced his crap and just killed him right there. I mean, so I think that he was,
I'm not sure it's that easy to find people with a cell phone. I think that there's...
It requires triangulation, which you can do, but that takes a little while.
I have a chest cold, by the way. I'm not smoking.
Okay.
Gotcha. just clearing that up.
So, you know, the question here is, do you think that I think martial law exists in people's mind, and I think that that's true, that we can see the Boston bombing situation is that everybody did what they were told. They largely didn't ask questions about it. You know, maybe they did. I don't know. There's some video that proves maybe otherwise. They might have asked some questions, but that really they sort of went along and without too much fuss. And that's where the martial law exists. It exists in people's heads. But I don't think that they could implement this on a wide scale. I do have a story where, for tonight, that may or may not get on, about a South Dakota man with a pool cue case triggering a shelter in place, which is the same thing that they had in Boston.
Right.
It was called shelter in place, not martial law.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that Americans are compliant. But at some point or another, they just say no. It's still one of the freest countries in the world, even if it isn't the freest.
I don't agree with that at all. Our CIA, our NSA, DIA, spy on us daily.
Yeah.
And, you know, they take everything. I mean, data mining and all that. I mean, Facebook.
So, Lauren, I'm
front. I mean, Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg, he's a Zionist. Okay.
Oh boy. Brian, do you want to address that? Brian, I do have a question for you, Lauren. You know, you're in New York, and I'm curious, like, if money was no object, and if you had the ability to do it, where in the world would you prefer to live?
I guess I don't know. Jamaica.
Okay. So what's holding you back?
Brian's real high there.
I'm gonna stop smoking weed.
What does that have to do with crime?
That's why you want to go to Jamaica, Stephanie.
Yeah, I got that part, but
yeah, and I believe. When you're not high, I think you enjoy things more when you're not high. I mean, weed is a lie, man.
Weed is a lie.
There's a conspiracy theory about weed. Look,
Zionist, weed is a lie.
Do you want to talk about the Zionist comment, Brian?
Oh, I don't. I mean, it depends on what his definition is of Zionist.
Yeah,
I've heard a million things.
What do you mean by
I've heard
that,
the
Lauren?
David Icke definition. I don't know if that's what he means. Or
Mark Zuckerberg is a pro-Israeli Zionist CIA asset.
When did he get picked up by the CIA? Because he's not very old. And his history, his sort of personal history, is relatively well known.
Well, you think why would he want to leave? Because he's an expat. He lives in Mexico now. He's not a United States citizen anymore. I mean, going to Mexico isn't exactly the action of a Zionist, in my opinion.
Why didn't he go to Israel?
Well, Zuckerberg?
I don't.
Yeah,
well, yeah.
Okay.
He lives in Mexico. Yeah, go ahead, Lauren.
Well, I mean, Facebook. I mean, the government uses Facebook to spy on you. So why wouldn't Mark Zuckerberg be in the CIA.
Yeah, but that's like saying that the person that invented the cell phone is working for the government to keep a track of everybody. The person who made the cell phone made it because he wanted a Star Trek communicator, not because he wanted to track people. I'm with you to some degree, Lauren, that Facebook is being used to watch people or whatever.
I don't think that affects freedom, though.
No, it doesn't.
You could be free to do what you want. With other people watching,
right.
That doesn't mean that you're not free. It just means that you're watched.
Exactly. I willfully give my information to Google. They can know everything about me. I really don't care.
But then Facebook sells information. Facebook sells people's data. I mean,
so let me ask you this, Lauren. Do you have a Facebook account? Do you use it?
Well, I made it before I even knew all this stuff about Facebook. Some European chick I played Call of Duty 2 with got me into Facebook, unfortunately.
Oh, that evil harlot! No, just kidding.
She's a strumpet.
So Lauren, you use Facebook when you're saying that the CIA spies on us. You're saying you don't want to live in the U.S., but you live in the U.S.
How do you know it was really a European girl? It could have just been the CIA trying to entrap you.
Right. All right, Lauren. Thanks for the call. I'll let you get back to your next.
How can you get mad at that ridiculousness?
it's pretty so hard. 855, 450 free. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live, which, by the way, is live 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern time.
How many shows do that? Seven nights a week?
I can't think of any, but I think hopefully our listeners appreciate that we're live every single night of the week. With you tonight, it's Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
I guess we are not live, the three of us here in the studio tonight.
Free Talk Live is
every,
live.
Every single night of the week.
We're the Sunday special.
We are. We are very special. And you can call the show at 855-450-FREE if you have something that's on your mind.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, shooting, survival gear, anything for the outdoor enthusiast, ManVentureOutpost.com is the place to go. They've got the name brands that you want at rock bottom prices. Every time I've ever bought anything from ManVenture and I've done any looking around, it's always been the lowest. And this is everything that you're going to need. I was just on the website recently. I know that there's been ammo shortages around the United States, and I know that they claim to carry ammo, so I wanted to see, do they have ammunition at all? And the answer is, yeah, I saw some 30-06 rounds there. They were certainly sold out of some other stuff, but you can go there, take a look, you know, find your caliber or whatever, look it up. Also, they've got fish finders, optics, tents, apparel, boating equipment, air guns, whatever you need, water purification, ManVentureOutpost.com. Their unique selling proposition is getting you the lowest prices fast. ManVentureOutpost.com.
You do not have to be a man nor on a venture to go there.
No, you just want it. Porcupine Freedom Festival is coming up.
That's right.
Absolutely. Totally useful stuff for that. All right. Let's go back to the phones, gentlemen, and talk with Pat listening in Virginia. Hey, Pat, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Doing great. Tell us what thinking about.
Look, I'm tired of talking about the fires in California, but I was watching on CNN earlier tonight, and they got a new plane out. It's a new invention of a solar panel plane because they can fly it around the world. I just wanted to get your guys' opinion on it.
Wow, that sounds really cool. I hadn't heard of that. And
my opinion is I'm glad to be alive at this point up till now, the most exciting time in human history when so many new and exciting things are happening. Once energy production is personalized, once you can have cheap solar panels or wind generation or water generation or whatever it is that makes cheap energy, or maybe a little nuclear fission thing. I don't know how they all work. But once you can have energy yourself, sustainability, I think that it's really going to change the interactions between nations. Wars will become far less necessary because it seems like a lot of these wars really are, at deep down, based on energy.
And you put your money where your mouth is on that, Mark, because you drive a electric car.
I do. I drive a plug-in car. It's not because of carbon credits or anything like that. I just figure every tank of gas I don't use is another kid in the Middle East that doesn't die from a drone attack.
And, Brian, you have a technology podcast, right?
I do, yep. It's called Sovereign Tech. That's S-O-V-R-Y-N. And you can go to sovereigntech.com to check that out. And actually, kind of a related thing that's happening, too, is not only solar-powered airplanes, but now there's companies, Deep Space Industries is actually helping them set this up. There are companies out there that are finally setting up solar power plants in Earth orbit for power to come down here.
Wow, cool.
And it's happening, and they're planning on it happening pretty fast. Within a few years.
So it won't be filtered to the atmosphere.
How does that work, Brian? So the solar panels are up so high that they're really getting the sun. The atmosphere is not screening a lot of it out. And then does it have like a cable that's connected?
Well, there's two designs. One would be kind of a transmission of energy, kind of like a microwave transmission of energy on that spectrum. The other would be that you would use what is called carbon nanotubes, which is this incredibly, it's like the toughest thing on the planet that you can create. And that would be a literal line, perhaps, coming down. But I think,
power lines into space.
Right. I mean, and the carbon nanotube idea is the same idea where they want to have elevators that go up to space.
They wanted that.
Right. And there's still companies in Japan talking about doing that. But and so it just goes back to what you were saying, Mark, that how incredible, how exciting it is to live in a time when this stuff is happening and private industry is doing it. So the government is pretty much, in my opinion, what power is it going to have left?
How long do you think it'd take to fly around the world?
Well, on solar power, it's certainly going to take a lot longer than it would if you were, taking a SR-71 or something like that. Assuming you could get the fuel.
Right.
But I mean, 2 weeks or, 3 weeks?
I would think it would take something like that. They'd be relatively unobstructed. Hopefully it makes it for them. I would imagine it's a slow-turning propeller. I haven't looked into the mechanics
of this. Might be a little slower than a jet plane, but
you've got 25,000 miles to go. So I don't know what the miles per hour are on that plane.
Right. Pat, thank you for the scoop. Go ahead.
Sort of like the Goodyear blimp.
Yeah, right. Pat, thank you for calling in tonight. I appreciate that tip. That was really interesting. And let's go to Bill listening on, well, Bill's calling in on Skype, actually. Hey, Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, how are you guys doing tonight?
Doing great. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was calling in reference to a couple callers ago, was talking about wanting to go someplace in the world where he could be free to smoke marijuana.
Yes, I think you would be interested in that.
Yeah, I moved over here to Amsterdam in 99, and wow, I've been smoking ganja free and clear for the last 14 years without any problems with the police. I go to
the bar. Well, you know, I got to ask you, Bill. I mean, are the streets just wild there? I mean, are people just killing each other en masse in Amsterdam because everybody can just smoke weed?
No one. The violent trade here is pretty much non-existent. I've never seen it
exactly.
In 14 years, and I live downtown Amsterdam for most of the time.
Is it expensive to live there?
Yeah, in the downtown area, it's quite expensive. But outlying areas, it's no more expensive than moderate areas in America. I come from the Midwest, and it's real comparable outside the center.
Yeah, if one wanted to be free to smoke marijuana, I wouldn't see, I mean, even going to, Amsterdam sounds lovely, and I would love to go see as many Renoirs as I possibly could, sounds delightful, but one doesn't need a transatlantic ticket to do so anymore. Washington and Colorado are going to make that relatively easy for you, and, you know.
Are they really? I thought there were still some, it's not as free as it sounds.
I don't know, I mean.
Yeah,
and you still got to wait for what the feds come down with too. They haven't ruled on which way they're gonna go.
It ain't gonna be. It's gonna be slow and arduous. That's for sure.
So, Bill, I have a question. How did you do the immigration stuff? If you don't mind sharing with us.
Well, it's actually quite easy. They have a Dutch American friendship agreement that they have, and. But it's pretty much any Dutch can go there, any Americans can come here. But you have to have a little bit of money, and not a lot. You have to have a bank account with 5,000 minimum euros in it, and it has to stay stagnant at 5,000, so they know you have money and you're not going to try to get involved with their social system and suck off of it.
Now, does that mean you have can get a job at that point? I mean, can you work?
No, for the first 5 years, you have to actually be And on paper, it would be that you're like a business, you run your own business.
Right.
But like I said, if you have money, you don't have to worry about that. You live off the money you have and keep the $5,000 there. But after 5 years.
That's a lot of money.
I suppose it could be, yeah.
Bill, thank you for calling. This has been really, really interesting. Thank you for sharing your thoughts at Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. More coming up.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
He swings his microphone around. By the way, if you want to see what we're doing in the studio, if you want to see what's going on in a moment like that, you can check out cam.freetalklive.com. There you'll find a video feed from the studio, which switches between a probably somewhat unflattering shot of me and a somewhat difficult to see shot of
you
everybody.
You don't have an unflattering
right.
shot.
Right.
Oh,
not at all. I mean, it's like your chest is straining against those buttons. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm going to turn the camera.
Well, if it gets people to tune in, hey, go to Free Talk Live, cam.freetalklive.com.
Wow. We don't make any money off of you tuning into cam.freetalklive.com.
Well, it's indirect, right? They listen to the show. Maybe yes. They share it with their friends. Maybe they, you know, shop with us at shop.freetalklive.com if they really appreciate that video feed. And you can also chat with other listeners there, too.
There should be a link at the bottom of the cam constantly, shop.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, exactly.
The Porcupine Freedom Festival is coming up here. When's the date?
Well, 17? Mark, the three of us, I think, are going to go up on Sunday before.
Right.
We're going on Porkfest Eve.
Right.
So it's the night before Porkfest officially starts. But there's going to be some stuff going on, like our Sunday broadcast, and that would be June 16th. So it's coming up very fast. It's going to happen in about 6 weeks here. And then it goes until the 20th.
For a full week.
Yeah, until the following Sunday, then it's over. So the 16th, the 23rd, or 24th, something like that.
Yep.
And you can find out more at porkfest.com, which is PORCFEST.com. I wanted to mention another pork. I have a podcast myself. It's called Pork Therapy, and it's pork like a porcupine, in case you hadn't figured out that reference, like the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
That's right.
My website is porktherapy.com, porctherapy.com. It's a show about personal freedom, basically.
Yep. If you want to have a really great time at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, everybody has a great time. People go there, and they just can't believe what a great time it is. And
oh, yeah.
You owe it to yourself at least one time in your life to make it the Porcupine Freedom Festival. This is going to be the biggest and best yet, and I certainly recommend coming and hanging out and having a great time. So the website
is really fun.
A lot of big names this year too.
Yeah, there certainly are. I'm excited. excited about Lou Rockwell going to be there. David Friedman is
going
to be there. Who was that? What was the other name? Robert Murphy is going to be there. So these are going to be some big names. PRCFEST.com, porkfest.com.
Yeah, and I think you can get your tickets with bitcoins, too.
Oh, I think you can.
Yeah.
Did you mention it?
Yep. Right. It's very affordable, too. That's another thing about Porkfest.
Yeah, $75 to top in, but it's still, there's discounted rates right now.
Yeah, if you pay at the door, it's $75, but if you'd register in advance, it's only $50. So
right.
go get your tickets now if you want to go. Make your plans. All right, let's go to the phones, gentlemen. And by the way, if you want to call into the show, the number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. And you can also call on Skype at lrn.fm. I just wanted to mention one quick thing before we go into our phone calls, guys. There is one person who was planning to be at Porkfest but isn't going to be there, and I just wanted to send him out my best wishes and all of our best wishes. I think that we're all thinking of him. And that's, of course, Stefan Molyneux. He's been on the show before, if you've heard the Sunday show. He recently got diagnosed with lymphoma.
Right,
and
very unfortunate.
Yeah, I mean, and the prognosis is good, you know, from what he's, you know, releasing about it. I'm sure, you know, it's difficult when you're a public figure, you know, to balance your need for privacy with wanting to be open about what's going on for you and wanting some support probably too. But, you know, we just couldn't be more supportive of him here. And I'm sad to see that he'll miss Porkfest, but obviously, you know, we understand.
Yeah, sure. I it's just, for us, everybody else seems to be, you know, taking it very badly, but Stefan seems to be taking it quite well.
Yeah, he seems very positive.
Yeah.
Which, you know, and I actually said this to him, I reached out to him, and there are actual scientific studies that show that people who have basically a positive outlook or a positive attitude and are making jokes and stuff and are taking it in stride, have better survival with any type of cancer. So that's great.
Yep. And you're a bit of a cancer expert, right?
No.
It's Alzheimer's that you were given to the mice.
Yeah, that was my PhD was in biochemistry.
Mice execution.
Yeah, unfortunately. But anyway, our thoughts are with Stefan, and you know, we'll hopefully see him back on the show at some point, too. So anyway, let's go to the phones, gentlemen, and of course 855-450-FREE is the phone number here on Free Talk Live, and we're going to talk with Aaron listening in Illinois. Hey, Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing well tonight. What's on your mind?
I seen a show on Discovery Channel, something that was talking about marijuana, and they said that there's nowhere in the world that marijuana is 100% legal.
That's interesting.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised by that.
Amsterdam, you know, it's tolerated and stuff, but there's nowhere in the world where it's 100% legal.
Yeah, all this for some plant that grows just about everywhere, you know?
Yeah, and can grow everywhere, pretty much, it seems.
Yeah. There's probably some fjord up in, you know, Norway, someplace that it couldn't make it, but
that's just where they keep the perfect seeds of it.
If they can grow bulbs and tulips and amaryllis in Amsterdam, then I think they can grow pot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aaron, what about you? Are you a marijuana fan, connoisseur?
Yes, I am a fan. I just I got my CDL, so I'm forced to quit. I was forced to quit.
Right. Are you a commercial driver?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
But if it went my way, it should be legal and everything else. You know, I'm pro.
I agree with you. Don't want to throw anybody in jail for gardening. And thanks for calling in, Aaron. I appreciate your thoughts tonight.
Yeah, I can see that. I certainly don't want my truck drivers of America stoned driving down the road.
Well, you know as well as I do, Mark, that if they test positive, it doesn't mean that they were stoned.
Indeed.
While they were driving. It just means sometime in the past month or
what
so.
What we really need is a better test for telling whether or not someone is intoxicated at that moment on marijuana as opposed to they have smoked it in the last 2 weeks or month or whatever.
Well, I don't know, because, you know, I think it might be fair to have a test for impairment, right, to test your skills at driving, and if somebody doesn't make a certain threshold, perhaps they're not safe to drive, but of course it's going to be a spectrum, right, and they have to make some arbitrary cutoff somewhere, but you could be
impaired. Are you saying that all the old people in Venice, Florida shouldn't be on the road?
Well, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying they might not pass.
You haven't driven there with him.
They might not pass a test of driving skills, you know, and somebody who's super tired might not. I live near a hospital, and there are medical residents driving back and forth, and the problem some of them are weaving.
So the problem with tired people is that they're tired when they're on the road, but once the cop pulls them over, poink, they're awake, and they're
going to
do better.
Yeah, adrenaline kicks in.
Yeah. Well, sure.
Yeah. I imagine the authorities enjoy the ambiguity of a lot of these tests that exist, be it right or wrong.
Yeah, because they can just get somebody if they want to.
Yeah, maybe even easy to fudge stuff. Who knows?
I thought an interesting thing happened to me one time. I got pulled over coming out of... I don't even know why I got pulled over, frankly. I was coming out of the parking lot of
a
mall.
Were you tired?
No. the cop turned their lights on. I pulled over quickly, and she's like, "Why'd you pull over so quickly?" "Because you turned on your lights and you scared me."
Yeah.
And she said, she asked me if I'd been drinking, and I said, I had a Guinness in that bar back there. And I did. I had one. It was a business meeting, and... And she's like, "Well, be careful. Those Guinness are tough." And it's interesting. The Guinness was actually is a very, as far as alcohol goes, a very light beer.
Yeah.
Just the preconception she had around that one particular beer. She didn't give me any kind of test or anything like that. But really strange that she thought I was pulled over too quickly. Ah.
Yeah, that's the question sounds like a trap. Like, what's the right answer to that?
Yeah, it's like, well, there's a person with a gun behind me.
She said, "I almost hit you." Well, then you should have been paying attention. What'd you do? What'd you turn your lights on for? You don't expect me to pull over.
Unbelievable. Wow.
All right, let's go back to the phones and talk to Dave listening in New Hampshire. Hey, Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, is this Dave Ridley?
It's something like that.
Oh, my gosh, do a jingle. RidleyReport.com.
Ridley Report, doing stories that are long and stories that are short. Ridley Report.
That's awesome.
That's really cute. So what's on your mind, Dave?
Right, Dave does his own little sort of poor man's news channel called the Ridley Report.
Who are you calling a poor man?
Well, it's certainly not. He certainly doesn't have a giant staff. And... He does his own jingles for his clients there, and I think that it's a great way to do some advertising. Dave, I hope you'll hang on here.
Yeah, hold the line, Dave. I want to hear what you have to say. And if you want to weigh in with your thoughts tonight on Free Talk Live, you can call us at 855-453 or lrn.fm on Skype. Stay tuned to Free Talk Live. There's more coming up.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Plus, order today and you're automatically entered for a chance to win an amazing trip for mom. 3 lucky grand prize winners and a guest will be whisked away to your choice of Paris, Napa, or St. Thomas. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. 100 colorful blooms for mom. Bomb, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase for only $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday, and if you order this week, you're entered for a chance to win a trip for Mom to an incredible destination. The only way to get this amazing deal and be entered to win the trip of a lifetime is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 5454.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or over. Restrictions apply. See rules and website for details.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition of our show. We're so glad that you've joined us tonight. It's Stephanie in the studio with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And our number is 855-450-FREE at Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. If you like what the show's doing, if you appreciate Free Talk Live and you want a free way to send Free Talk Live a tip, then just... it's as simple as visiting shop.freetalklive.com. There you're going to find links, affiliate links that Free Talk Live has with Amazon and Newegg, and you can enter through Free Talk Live's portal, and they'll get a small percentage of whatever you buy, and it helps out Free Talk Live. Right, Mark?
Indeed. It's my contention Free Talk Live is the single best outreach method for the ideas of liberty today.
You did a bonus podcast recently, and you contended that... going to shop.freetalklive.com was activism.
It's absolutely
That's
activism.
That's a strong statement, Mark.
It is. I haven't had anybody refute it yet. BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire bitcoins. BitInstant makes it possible for you to deposit money in more than a million locations around the world, including your computer at home through Dwolla.com, if you have an account there or you make an account there. All you have to do is go to BitInstant.com, tell them how you want to fund your account. So, you know, say you want to use MoneyGram through a CVS store. Well, let them know that. Let them know where your account is. Go make the deposit at the CVS store. By the time you get home, likely your money will be in your account before you return. So it's BitInstant.com. You've heard a lot about Bitcoins, likely on the news. And it's not that easy to acquire them, but BitInstant makes it easy for you. BitInstant.com.
All right. One more time, 855-450-FREE is our phone number here on Free Talk Live. You can also call on Skype at lrn.fm. Okay, let's go right back to the phones and talk again with Dave Ridley. Hey, Dave, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Well, so, yeah, what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to jawbone about a new project I have started, the New Liberty Project in New Hampshire.
What does it mean to jawbone? What is that?
Oh, to rap, to self-promote, to drone on.
Gotcha.
Anyway.
Well, there's nothing we like more than droning. Go ahead.
This is an idea that was sort of inspired by MotorhomeDiaries.com. You know, the guys that were driving around in that bright yellow RV around the country.
Yeah.
Pitching in for liberty wherever they were.
Yep.
My idea was that the perfect use for MARV would have been, for the RV, would have been to have it, based in Manchester or Concord like that, and kind of have it rove around New Hampshire and serve as a rapid response unit or a logistical support unit for various liberty activities.
Huh. So are you thinking medical aid? Are you thinking support at protests? Or is there just going to be like people living in this bus and they come out whenever somebody has a protest or something like that?
Well, ideally it would be all three, really. But I can't do all three myself, and I don't have an RV. So I'm doing just a stripped-down version of this idea that I had. I'm basically just sitting in my car for a week, you know, not the whole time, but just I got everything in my car, like all the protest swag, all my gear, all the, you know, equipment that I would want to have if I went to a demonstration or some, if there was some liberty-related crisis. I have a little bit of humanitarian aid in the vehicle. But I don't have a lot of medical experience, obviously. So it's just sort of like I'm on call for 5 days, just from May 6th through the 10th. I'll just kind of be like a, try to be a rapid responder if there's problems.
And are there any planned events that you know of during that time that you think are going to be happening?
Not really, and that's one of the reasons I picked this week is because there isn't anything much going on, and I can be more of a reactive force as opposed to like trying to go to a pre-scheduled meeting.
Yeah.
Right. Interesting. So do you have a website for it or a video about it or anything?
If you just go to RidleyReport.com, there's a link that has details.
Okay. And then what's the name of it again?
I'm calling it Liberty 911 for now. Couldn't think of anything better.
Okay.
No, it's not a bad name at all.
Cool.
So at Ridley Report, would you look for Liberty 911 in order to find the information? Because there's a lot of Ridley Reports at RidleyReport.com, and people could be hearing this. We have a podcast, of course, so people could be hearing it.
Timeless.
Right, 2 weeks from now, or for that matter, 2 years from now.
Yeah, eventually the link will disappear. So for right now, probably, you know, for the month of May, if you look off to the middle right, you know, on the website, which is basically just my YouTube channel. You just look off on the middle right. There's a link to it.
All right.
It's pretty easy to find.
Dave, let us know how it goes.
Yeah, let us know how it goes, because I'm interested in, you know, is this a good idea or not?
Yeah, I'm curious to see how it turns out for you.
It could be a very exciting week.
Right.
Thanks.
I'm also interested to find out if it's a good idea. There's only one way to find out.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing your feedback, and thanks for the call tonight, Dave. And 855-450-FREE is our phone number here on Free Talk Live. Just want to remind you of that. Let's talk to Bobby listening in Florida. Hey, Bobby, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, one time I got pulled over. I was driving down a state road, and it's a four-lane highway with a concrete barrier through the middle. And
okay.
I'm driving down. It's about, I'd say about a 4 or 5 mile stretch, and I had a car behind me. And they were right on my bumper at first and went through three different lights. And I was over in the left lane, and I'd get over in the right lane, and this car would do exactly what I was doing. So I got to the light, and I stopped, and then I started going, and I went real slow, and the car still wouldn't pass me. And I was going about, you know, maybe 30 miles an hour, and I just got through this light, and any normal car would pass you. So
yeah, sounds like they're following you.
Yeah, the speed gets up to 55 miles an hour, and I just stopped in the middle of the road. And I was still carrying. And I got my gun, and I cocked it back, and I had a girl with me at the time, and she was kind of getting freaked out. And I think because we were going to a hotel to meet up with my friend, and I figured if somebody was following me, because I have some people that might be following me that wouldn't be the police. So,
okay.
That's a whole different story. But anyways,
I stopped in
the middle of the road. And she started to freak out, and, you know, I cocked the gun back and opened the door, and as soon as I opened the door, I see lights start going off. And it's a police officer, so he tried to find a good car, and said, close the door, please, and roll down the window. And so I did that, and he walks up to the car, and I wasn't going to tell him, you know, my engine just died, and he asked me, why'd you stop in the middle of the road? And I told him, well, sir, I figured somebody was following me, and he told me that he was. And he went through the whole rigmarole about wanting to get into the car and get to church. And I told him no, and he went back and he wrote me up a warning. And
did he see that you had a gun?
I didn't say a damn thing.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to, but I figured I'd just keep my mouth shut. And then if he got into the car somehow, because I wasn't gonna let him in no matter what. He could have got a dog and searched, which he threatened, but they wouldn't have smelt anything anyway. So. He really had no reason to get inside the car.
Right, yeah.
But it's going to be scary, and this is one of the things that, you know, I mean, you can end up speeding because somebody's too close to you. You know, you're trying to increase the distance, and this person's just like, oh, good, a drafting partner. And
yeah,
they get up behind you some more, and then just the faster. And it can be really unnerving when you're in front like this.
Yeah.
That cop could have got shot that night, and if any police are listening, it's a very stupid idea to tell people like that, because people in front of you, especially at nighttime, and the cops have these little LED lights now, so you can't even see the lights on top of the cars.
You don't know that it's necessarily a lot of police cars don't even have the bar across the top anymore.
Right.
They just have lights on the in the
like
grill.
In the grill, in the front
grill. So that they can be better at giving tickets.
Yeah, one thing I see in general with police is that I don't think they appreciate or have an understanding of just how intimidating, I mean, even if you knew it was the police, how intimidating their overall actions are to the average person. Or really
and
to anybody.
Scary.
And scary. And then, yeah, to tail somebody like that, especially in Florida. In Florida, there's so many urban tales about people that, the people that flash their headlights or something and that they're going to come in. I mean, because I lived in Florida for a little while.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there's all these kinds of I agree. That's really bad form on the cops' part. And then at the same time, like I said, I don't think they really understand.
And what was it even for in the first place? You know, like what?
Yeah, if he gave a warning, it doesn't sound like, I don't know.
Yeah, he had nothing to get Bobby on in
driving.
The first place anyway. So
he was just messing with people.
Wow. So, Bobby, I'm hearing that you felt really, you know, threatened by this cop that was telling you, and I can understand why. But if it had been somebody else, would you have been prepared to shoot them, to fire at them?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If it was some guys, you know, that were trying to rough up my girl because Janet's boyfriend that was stalking her at the time, and I was prepared to shoot to kill.
Wow. What would it take to get to that point? I'm curious to know more about this.
If he would have got out and approached me in my manner, like he was going to hurt me or my personal property, I would say about 2 to 3 steps and he would have been shot, or if I saw him bring up a gun.
Wow.
He wanted to see mine because I could still carry a Florida. And I had a leather jacket on that, you know, slipped down to almost my knee.
Bobby, thank you for calling in tonight. It's Free Talk Live, 855-453. Stay safe out there.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
With over 1 million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want. The products you need. The good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.